Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to take an old-school DNB top loop and shape it so the kick and sub can hit way harder underneath it in Ableton Live 12. This is a classic drum and bass move. You keep the raw jungle energy, the swing, the attitude, the hats and ghost notes, but you clear out enough low-end space so the bottom of the track can really slam. The goal is not to clean the break into something sterile. The goal is to keep it gritty and alive while making the low end feel heavyweight. This works great for Amen style loops, rolling top loops, old school break edits, and dark DNB where the sub needs maximum impact. Let's jump in. First, choose a break loop that already has good character. You want something with clear snare hits, nice hat to tail, and some natural swing. If the loop already has a lot of rumble or low end junk baked into it, that's okay, but we'll need to clean it more aggressively. If the loop has good rhythm but weak tone, treat it like a texture layer instead of the main drum source. That's a really useful beginner mindset. Now drag the loop into an audio track in Ableton Live 12. Open the clip and set the warp mode. For a drum and bass break, beats mode is usually the place to start. If you want the hits to stay more punchy, use a transient-based setting so the transient stays sharp. If the loop starts drifting, adjust the warp markers until it locks to the grid without losing its attitude. Here's a useful beginner tip. If the break loses its energy when you warp it, try a different warp mode before doing any EQ or compression. Sometimes the best fix is simply getting the timing behavior right first. Now we clean the low end. Put EQ 8 first on the loop. Start with a high pass filter somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz. If the loop is especially muddy, you may need to push that cutoff up closer to 200 Hz. Use a steeper slope if needed, around 24 dB per octave or more. Then look for any boxy buildup around 250 to 500 Hz and reduce that if it's clouding the mix. If the cymbals are a little fizzy or harsh, you can gently soften the 7 to 10 kHz range too. A really important check here is this. If the sub suddenly feels small after you clean the loop, that does not automatically mean you need more bass. First, ask yourself whether the loop is still taking up too much low-end space. Often the real problem is masking, not lack of bass. After EQ, add drum bus. This is one of the best stock devices in Ableton for drum and bass, because it can make a break feel more focused and aggressive without needing tons of separate processing. For a top loop, you usually want more transient and less boom. Try a little drive, maybe around 5 to 15%. Set boom low or off, and raise the transient control somewhere around plus 5 to plus 20. If you want a bit more bite, a small amount of crunch, but keep it controlled. Here's the idea. The loop should feel more punchy and more alive, not thicker in the low end. If the break feels small after cleanup, don't rush to add more bottom. First, try bringing up transient presence with drum bus, or even a tiny boost around 3 to 6 kHz, if it helps the hits speak more clearly. Next, add some compression to glue the loop together. You can use compressor or glue compressor. With compressor, start with a ratio around 2 to 1 or 4 to 1, attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, release around 50 to 150 milliseconds, and aim for just 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction. With glue compressor, an attack around 10 milliseconds and auto-release is a solid starting point. If you want a little extra density, you can enable soft clip. The goal here is not to crush the loop. You're just smoothing it out so it sits in the track more consistently instead of jumping out randomly. Now we'll control the stereo image. Add utility after the dynamics. If the loop is very wide and distracting, reduce the width a little, maybe down to 80 to 100%. If the loop has a lot of stereo wash in the hats, narrowing it slightly can make the center of the mix feel stronger. That matters because we want the kick and sub to own the middle and the low end. Now for the really important part, making room for the bass. Sidechain the loop so it ducks slightly when the kick or sub hits. You can do this with compressor on the loop track, sidechained from the kick or from the bass bus. If the kick is the main thing fighting the loop, sidechain from the kick. If the bass line is the main weight, sidechain from the bass group instead. Use a fast attack, somewhere around 1 to 5 milliseconds, release around 50 to 120 milliseconds, ratio around 2 to 4 to 1, and just a small amount of gain reduction, maybe 1 to 3 dB. You do not want huge pumping unless that is part of the style. You want space, not obvious ducking. A common beginner mistake is over-sidechaining. If the loop ducks too much, the mix can feel weak instead of powerful. Sub-heavy DNB usually sounds bigger when the movement is subtle and controlled. Now let's make the edit feel more intentional. Open the clip in clip view and listen for where the main accents are landing. You can nudge a few hits earlier or later, or even slice the loop if needed. Use fade handles on chopped regions so you don't get clicks. This is where the old school edit feel really starts to come alive. The big rule here is simple. Don't quantize everything to death. Jungle and old school DNB work because they breathe. Leave the groove a little loose, but tighten the parts that clash with the kick or bass. Keep the swing and the ghost notes and the little offbeat details. If the top loop has a weak kick or no kick at all, you can layer in a clean kick underneath it. Use a short, punchy DNB kick sample or build one inside drum rack. Keep it short and focused. If needed, tune it to the key of the track and make sure the top loop is high-passed enough that the kick can live in the low end without fighting it. The kick should own the low mid punch, the sub should own the deep weight, and the break should own the attitude. That's the secret to heavyweight sub impact. You're not making one element do everything. You're assigning each element a job. Now solo the sub or bass track with the edited loop playing. Listen carefully. Does the sub stay clear? Does the kick feel more focused? Does the loop still have energy? If the sub disappears when the loop comes in, go back and high pass the loop a bit more. Cut some low mid buildup, shorten any tails, or duck it slightly more with sidechain compression. Sometimes the problem is not actually in the sub range. Sometimes the loop is masking the kick's click or attack in the 2 to 5 kHz zone. So if the low end feels weak, check that area too. A little clarity there can make the whole bottom end feel stronger. Now let's add a bit of saturation for density. Put saturator on the loop and use it lightly. Start with maybe 1 to 4 dB of drive and turn soft clip on. This can help the loop cut through the mix and feel denser without adding muddy low end. Keep it subtle. You want grit, not distortion soup. If you want extra character, a neat trick is to split the loop into two processing paths. Duplicate the loop. On one copy, keep it clean with high-pass filtering, light compression, and a narrower stereo image. On the other copy, add more saturation and transient shaping for grit. Blend them quietly. That gives you size and attitude without wrecking the low end. You can also make the loop more bass safe by placing auto filter before EQ8 and using a gentle high pass. In busier sections, automate the cutoff a little higher. Keep it subtle so it feels musical, not obvious. Another smart approach is to use transient contrast instead of just making the loop louder. Sharpen the hits, soften the gaps, and the loop will cut through without crowding the bass line. Now let's think about arrangement, because contrast makes the drop feel huge. For the intro, you might use a filtered version of the top loop with no sub yet. That builds tension. Then in the first drop, bring in the full loop edit with kick and sub together, but keep the loop slightly tucked back with sidechain. In the mid-drop, chop the loop a little, remove some hits, or add a fill so the bass has more room to breathe. Then in the second drop, bring the loop back with more density, maybe with a second percussion layer or a ride. One very effective trick is to mute or thin the top loop for a bar or two before the drop, then slam it back in with the sub. That contrast makes the low end feel much bigger when it returns. If you want extra movement, automate the loop's EQ cutoff, saturation amount, or drum bus transient setting over time. That gives you evolution without constantly changing the pattern. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't leave too much low end in the loop. If the break still has serious energy below 150 Hz, it's going to fight the kick and sub. Don't overcompress it. Too much compression kills the swing and makes the loop flat. Don't make it too clean. Old school DNB needs attitude. Don't overdo the side chain. And don't quantize away the human feel. Micro timing is a huge part of the vibe. Here's a quick practice exercise you can try right away. Load a 1-bar or 2-bar old school break loop. Warp it cleanly in beats mode. High pass it around 150 Hz with EQ8. Add drum bus with around 8% drive and a healthy transient boost. Add light compression so you're only getting about 2 dB of gain reduction. Then place a simple sine sub or clean 808 style bass underneath it in the same key. Sidechain the loop from the kick or sub and play it for 8 bars. Listen for 3 things: clarity in the low end, punch from the kick, and movement in the loop. Then make one small edit, like removing one kick hit, muting a hat for a bar before the drop, or automating the filter cutoff slightly in the intro. If you can make the loop feel bigger without turning it up louder, you're absolutely on the right track. So let's recap. Choose a strong old school break loop. Warp it cleanly. High pass the low end with EQ8. Add punch and density with drum bus. Blue it lightly with compression. Control the width with utility. Side chain for space. Edit the loop so it works with the kick and sub. Then arrange with contrast so the drop feels massive. The core idea is simple. Keep the jungle energy in the tops and leave the heavy lifting to the sub and kick. That's how you get that powerful DNB low end with real character and impact. Nice one.